We're going to go ahead and call to order the Otto Mullen Retail Public Infrastructure District. Today is Monday, November 4th. It is 11:35. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. We do have a quorum. So everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the record and the recording, appreciate it. Board, let's start with you. James is chair. You want to start?
James Horsley, chair.
Larry Myler, board member.
Matt Ince with Snow Jensen and Reese, district council.
David Hutchison, with CLA.
I'm Jennifer Gallants with Snow Jensen and Reese.
Great, thank you all. That's everyone I show on the call. Jennifer, do we have anyone there at the anchor location?
We do not.
All right, we'll move on then. So first thing up, board, is our minutes from our July 19th board meeting. Have you had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate to you?
Look accurate to me, yeah.
Okay, we could get a motion.
First every time, second every time.
You can go first.
Oh, okay. I make a motion to approve the last meeting's minutes.
Thanks, Larry.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 And that's unanimous. All right, we'll go to our third quarter financials. So David, I'll turn it over for you to do third quarter financials and then that tentative budget.
All right, thanks, Michael. So for the Otto Mall Retail Public Infrastructure District financial statements as of September 30th, 2024. And
David, real quick, could you zoom in just a little?
Yes. That better?
Perfect. My okay. Eyes are getting old.
No, I hear you. I'm going through the same thing right here. Okay, so for the balance sheet, governmental funds, there's nothing in the general fund, but in the debt service bond fund, there's $79,799, or $800 rounded. And the reserve fund, $1,411,514 rounded. And the mandatory rec fund is $889 rounded. For the capital projects fund, and the project fund is $682, excuse me. Restricted project fund is $3,253,470 rounded. And in the subordinate project fund, $966,107. Restricted subordinate project fund, $540,205 rounded. And in the cost of issuance fund, $8,876. Any questions on the balance sheet so far?
Yeah, question. We're about to go through if the weather permits, asphalt on the phase two construction. Where would that money come from? Which line item?
That will come from restricted projects fund, I believe. That's
or the subordinate project
or
fund.
Subordinate.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So there's $966,000 available for that.
Right. And Okay. If it's part of the restricted project, then it would come through there.
What's the difference between restricted project and subordinate project fund?
Matt, is that a question that you could?
Sure, I can take that. So the subordinate project fund came from the subordinate bonds. So that's the only difference between the project fund and the subordinate project fund. One came from the senior bonds and one came from the subordinate bonds.
Okay.
It has full access to those funds without any restrictions.
Okay, so we have no restriction on the 966, but what are the restrictions on the 3.2 million?
No, that is set forth in the indenture, and I need to pull it up and look. I don't recall off the top of my head what the basis of the restriction was, but I assume it was probably set aside for specific infrastructure. So let me pull that up and I can give you an answer here in just a minute.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just curious. I'm going to be looking today into what the cost of asphalting will be, and I want to make sure that we have the right funds to pull from. So
okay. While he's pulling that up and looking for that, I'll go ahead and just go through the other financial statements. So, and then we can go back to that balance sheet if that works for you guys.
Sure.
Okay. So for the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances, we have budgeted $50,000 in expenses, and to date, we have $18,647.48 rounded, consisting of accounting, legal, and some insurance. We've had $11,817.20 from developer advances to fund those payments, and then transfers from other funds of $6,830.62. Moving on to the debt service fund. We've had interest income for the year of $52,230 rounded. And that's the extent of the activity so far. And then paying agent fees are still to come and transfers from other funds. In the capital projects fund, we have had interest income of $284,887 rounded, capital outlay of $5,697,959 rounded of the $10,063,766 budgeted, and then transfers to other funds of $6,830.62. So any questions on the general fund or the statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes for general debt service or capital projects?
I don't have questions, just the previous question that we had, but.
Okay, let's move back.
I have an answer for that one.
Perfect.
So in fact, do you mind, David, if I just share my screen?
Yeah, let me stop sharing. Much better.
Okay. Can you see that this highlighted language?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the senior indenture, which is the primary document stating the conditions of the bond issuance. This is the restriction. It basically states that the restricted account is set aside until annexation area property is added to the district. And it's added back, the account becomes unrestricted at the rate of $122,000 per acre. So the idea must have been at the time, you know, that a portion of the proceeds of the bonds were intended for improvements in the annexation area. And so as annexation area was brought into the district, that there would be an associated release of funds from the restriction.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So we have 966,000, as I remember, available now. And as we annex, we'd have some of that 3.4 million available at this rate per acre, right?
Yeah. And the annexation that we have on the agenda today is three and a quarter acres. So, you know, once this annexation is complete, you would receive unrestricted the amount of funds, you know, at that rate for three.
Okay.
And then
$366,000.
Yeah.
400 something thousand dollars, right? Okay.
Now there is a restricted subordinate account, and so the subordinate indenture of trust has very similar language. So it'll actually be more than that, because you're going to receive also a similar release from the subordinate restricted account.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find that number for you exactly real quick.
Yeah, the subordinate amount is 540 that's in there now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought it would be in exactly the same spot. So I may need another minute to find the second section, but it's the same idea.
Okay, that's fine. I think we're in the range of 1.4 to 1.5 million with this annexation, it sounds like.
Yeah, when you take all of them, yeah.
Okay.
Actually, it might be a little more potentially with the subordinate and, well, from the subordinate and then the regular restricted account, you could be up to 800 depending on the language Matt finds.
Okay.
Just to pull this up again. So you've got 122,000 per acre in the senior restricted account. You've got just over 20,000 per acre coming from subordinate account. So it's not a lot, but it does supplement that. So you're looking at roughly 145,000 per acre from the two accounts.
3.5 acres.
Yeah, three and a quarter, I think, is this first one.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Okay. I guess if there's no other questions, so give it back to you, Michael, to entertain a motion.
Yeah. So, board, what we need is a motion to accept the third quarter financials as presented.
I so move.
Thanks.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 And that's unanimous. All right. Now let's get to the 25 tentative budget.
All right, for tentative budget for 2025 for Automall, we'll start with the general fund. A little confusing in the summary, but so in the general fund, we have budgeted $1,500 in a developer advance. We have transfers in from other funds of $51,000. And for a total available of 52,500. Expenditures, we have 52,500 budgeted, consisting of accounting, auditing, insurance, and legal, the two big ones, accounting and legal. And that gives us a zero ending fund balance. go down to the capital projects and then back up to the debt service from there. In capital projects, we have beginning balances budget $2,912,412, interest income of $50,000 for a total available to $2.962 million. Expenditures, we have the full $2.962 million. Budgeted as capital outlay to get us an ending fund balance of zero. And moving back up to the debt service, we have budgeted beginning balance of 1.5 million. Property taxes, we've presented this a little bit different this year. So it's, let's see if, we're anticipated amount of $462,476 to be collected, or if not collected, at least receivable to the district to be collected shortly. And that will be applied to expenses going forward in the following year.
And what is that income from?
That's property taxes.
Okay.
And then interest income budgeted of $70,000. Mm-hmm. And then we have budgeted paying agent fees $7,000. And we don't have any bond principal to be paid. And then the remaining amounts here, debt service reserve funds, 1.4 million, and debt service surplus fund of $578,000. Any questions on anything here?
I don't have questions. You okay?
No.
Okay. And the summary was, like I said, it's just a combination of all three of those funds. So.
So board, when you look at the capital, so it shows 5.7 actual at the end of this, at the third quarter. It's estimated to be at 7.6. So if you guys don't spend all of that money, it's just going to roll into fund balance, and then we can reappropriate it for next year. Just wanted you guys to know that money's not going to get lost and you're going to be able to do it. So Larry, depending on, you know, what is it, 50 degrees in order to do asphalt, something 55. Like that. So if we don't get back there and you don't get it done, we can always apply that and then get it done in spring. So put that back into the
fund. Yeah, we're just watching it day by day. So who knows?
Yep. Okay. Any questions then on the budget?
Nope.
So what we'll need then is a motion to approve the tentative budget. And so you guys know kind of the scheduling. Once we approve this, then in our next board meeting, we will have a public hearing with that. Take public comment from anybody. We'll notice that 7 days before the meeting. That way the public can look at it. It's the general way we do any budgets in Utah. So then we'll approve it, and then it becomes the official budget, and that'll be after next board meeting. So what we need today then is a motion to approve the 25 tentative budget.
I move that we approve the 2025 tentative budget as shown.
Second. Thanks, Larry. Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 And that's unanimous. All right. Next up is the annexation. Matt, I've got everything pulled up, or would you rather pull it up as we talk about them?
No, go ahead. Why don't, and you can
just okay. Resolution,
probably. So this is a resolution to approve the annexation of 3.25 acres, which I think generally everyone's familiar with this property. As I understand it, it's property that is dedicated or to be dedicated to roadways to support the project. This is obviously relates to our discussion about, you know, the impact of annexations, because this property is in the annexation area. And once it's annexed, it will trigger the right to receive those funds, or at least have those funds moved from the restricted accounts to the unrestricted accounts, as we discussed. So there's a couple of things that we need in order to complete this annexation. We appreciate your engineer / surveyor and their work on the plat. It's all ready to go, and the signatures are already added to it. So that's great. One thing that we still need is we need a signature on the petition by the property owner. And as I was preparing these documents, I realized that this property may actually already be owned by Harriman City.
I think that's true. We bought it, but it was owned by the city. So I don't know if the ownership transferred to us first and then we dedicated it, or if it was dedicated as a part of that plat that we put together for it. I think it was dedicated already. Yeah.
And that's okay. That just means that we'll need Harriman City to sign the petition and add the property to the PID. And okay. So see here, this is the petition that Michael has up on screen. I can send around an updated version that has, you know, a place for the city, for the mayor and the city recorder to sign.
Okay. But,
I mean, if they have any questions about this, we can, of course, have a conversation with them about it, but it doesn't change, you know, the property doesn't change hands. It doesn't, there's no imposition of tax or other obligation because it's, public property. So we just need to have, pursuant to law, the title owner sign the petition. You'll see that there's a leftover there on the first page from a previous version. So that's not the right property owner name, but Anyway, other than that, the board, we can go ahead and approve the resolution subject to the petition being signed. That way we take care of that today and check that box. And then we can proceed to approach the city about signing the petition in whatever way we think will be most effective.
Okay. I make a motion that we approve the petition in what will be the final form and sent to us. This being a draft before us now for the owner of the land to sign.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Matt, anything else from your perspective for the board on this one?
Probably just a question, and that would be, would you like me to reach out to Harriman City through their city attorney? Given your relationships there, do you think it would be better if someone from your office approached them? I'm happy to do it however you prefer.
I would send it to Heather with an explanation of what you need from the city and let her handle it.
Okay, great.
If needed, she'll contact you.
Okay, that works for me.
Okay, that's board, that's all that we have on the agenda. Do either of you have anything you need to bring up?
I have one question. Well, two questions.
Okay.
The first is, we will be getting a bond release from the city on a portion of this project. I think it's going to be north of $500,000. We would, of course, put that back into the PID fund. But is it just as easy from an accounting standpoint to use that money to do the paving and then draw what we need beyond that and account for it? Or does it need to be put back into the unrestricted fund to be used later?
So that came from the project fund originally?
I believe it did. And we haven't gotten it yet, but we're anticipating. I just want to know what to do with the money when it comes in. So,
to be completely honest, I think there's two options. Well, I guess my first question is: are the funds going to be released directly back to the PID, or are they being released to the developer?
To the developer.
Okay. My personal preference would be that we route those back to the PID in one of two ways. Either send those funds back to the bond trustee so they can be put back in the project fund. But I think as an alternative, I would be okay with if we have a PID bank account that's actually in the name of the PID that the developer could transfer those funds to, just so that it's clear that those funds are still in the control of the board. I would be okay with that too.
Okay, well, we'll talk to our accounting group internally and see what they want to do.
Okay, I think that would be, assuming those funds did come from the project fund, I think one of those two options would be the best and okay. Would be an appropriate separation so that someone couldn't say, oh, developer, you know, utilize those funds for some other
purpose. Yeah, we will do one of those two. We'll verify today that these are PID funds that were drawn on the PID itself. That's the first question. And then I think our team will probably just want to give it back to the trustee to put in the account to be drawn later. It seems like a slightly cleaner accounting trail to do it that way. My second question is that a Stratocaster behind you?
It is one that gets played very, very infrequently.
Well, I think we need to open our next PID meeting, board meeting, with a number. Go ahead and use that guitar. I'm a guitarist myself.
I might need a lot longer than that to practice. But
all right. Well, you tell us when you're ready, and we'll just let you be. I move that we have a concert next meeting. You're going to second that, James?
I second that.
Okay, all right.
But both of you playing, not just...
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you.
Thanks. All right, anything else then? You guys good? Okay, if we could just do a motion to adjourn then.
I move we adjourn.
Thanks, second. Larry. Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, thanks you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Yep. Take care. Have a